Merry Christmas, everyone. Certainly want to include in that greeting also not only everyone here in church today, but those who are united with us spiritually at home through our live stream this year, our first ever live streamed Christmas, one of the positive fruits of a difficult year. You know, a few weeks back on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December the 8th, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, gave us something of an early Christmas gift. He proclaimed that the next year would be a year in which the Church celebrates the year of St. Joseph, from December 8th, earlier this month, through December 8th next year. We're invited to reflect upon St. Joseph in a particular way. Pope Francis has proclaimed this year of St. Joseph because it is the 150th anniversary of when St. Joseph was proclaimed the patron of the universal church. He has that title because just as God the Father entrusted to his care his greatest treasures, his own Son incarnate for us and our Blessed Mother, so we believe that the treasure that is the church that Jesus established on earth has been entrusted to the care of St. Joseph. He is the patron of the universal church. So throughout this year, we'll look to him in a particular way. And so I thought on this Christmas, we could perhaps ask St. Joseph to help us to reflect on the mystery presented to us anew this day, to help us to come right into the heart of the mystery of Christmas, of which he is such a vital part. We know that St. Joseph, in the beginning, had questions and doubts about whether or not he, in fact, was called to be part of this mystery. When he discovered that his wife, Mary, was with child, we're told in St. Matthew's Gospel that he decided to divorce her quietly. Our quick interpretation of this is probably that St. Joseph suspected Mary of being unfaithful to him. So he was going to fulfill the law and put her away. But the early commentators on the scriptures, the fathers of the church, actually read this passage in a very different way. They tell us that St. Joseph, better than anyone else, would have known the purity and the holiness of our Blessed Mother, who of course was conceived without sin and never sinned her whole life long. And that rather than suspecting her of infidelity, he recognized his own unworthiness to be part of this mystery that was happening in her by the grace of God, which is why he decided to divorce her quietly rather than publicly exposing her to shame. Of course, it was the visit of the angel in his dream, reassuring him, telling him that, no, in fact, Joseph, you should take Mary, your wife, into your home because God also has a plan for you in all of this. You are to be as a father to the Son of God. And it was Joseph who was given the command to name the child Jesus. And as is so characteristic of St. Joseph, immediately when he awoke, he did as the angel commanded. We see this several times in the Gospel. The angel comes to him in his dream, and he wakes up and like that fulfills the will of God. A wonderful example for us of obedience to the will of God in our lives. You know, the incredible thing, if you think about it, is that surely the way that the Nativity happened is not how St. Joseph, or if we're honest, any one of us would have planned it. Joseph surely would have wanted the child to be born in the familiarity and the comfort of the home in Nazareth. But instead, they had to journey to Bethlehem for this census. And after that arduous journey with Our Lady, 9 months pregnant, they get to Bethlehem and can't find any place, any room in an inn. And so they end up in the stable with the animals, utter poverty for the birth of the King of Kings. And then, not long after, instead of settling in comfortably again in their home in Nazareth, They have to flee into Egypt because now Herod is seeking the life of this child. And so now Saint Joseph has to take Our Lady and our Lord and flee to Egypt. Surely if any one of us could have scripted the incarnation of the Son of God, it would have happened in the most royal palace we could provide, not in the poverty of a stable in Bethlehem. And it would have happened in the midst of a world that rejoiced in the birth of its Savior, rather than in a world that so quickly sought the life of the one who had come to save us. But Saint Joseph, incredibly, didn't grumble or complain. Pope Francis, in the letter, a very beautiful letter he wrote for this year of Saint Joseph, said this of him: "The spiritual path that Joseph traces for us is not one that explains, but accepts." This is what Joseph did. He didn't seek an explanation. He just accepted the will of God and did it with all his heart. It's interesting, actually, when you think about these visits of the angel Gabriel around the time of the birth of Jesus. First, the angel comes to Zechariah and announces the birth of Saint John the Baptist. And Zechariah has questions. He doubts the message of the angel. He says, "How can this be? I'm old and my wife is barren." And then even when the angel comes to our Blessed Mother, she doesn't doubt, but in faith, she too has a question. "How can this be? For I've had no relations with a man." She seeks an explanation, again in faith, to understand what's happening. Not Saint Joseph. The angel comes, tells him God's will, and without any question, he accepts and does the will of God. Pope Francis goes on to write this: "Often in life, things happen whose meaning we do not understand. Our first reaction is frequently one of disappointment and rebellion. Joseph set aside his own ideas in order to accept the course of events, and mysterious as they seemed, to embrace them, take responsibility for them, and make them part of his own history." Often in life, things happen whose meaning we do not understand. Could we summarize 2020 any more perfectly than that? What a strange year this has been. And is not our first reaction often one of disappointment and rebellion? How frustrated have we been at times this year over canceled joyful moments, trips, gatherings, whatever it may be? St. Joseph teaches us a very important lesson as he embraces the will of God for him in the Christmas mystery. Far from clinging to his own plans and being disappointed and rebellious when things don't seem to go as they ought, he sets aside his own ideas, accepts the course of events, embraces them, and takes responsibility for them. How did he do this? He did it by having profound faith and confidence that God was with him. Literally, in the flesh, the very Son of God had come into his family. And so even if things didn't go as he would have hoped or planned, nonetheless, he was joyful and at peace because God was with him in the difficulty, in the trial. It's one of the titles, isn't it, that we hear so often this year for our Lord: Emmanuel, God is with us. And we learn from the Christmas mystery that so often God's way is not to take away that thing which challenges us, causes us to suffer or question, but instead to enter deeply into it with us, to come right into the midst of the mess of our fallen world in order to redeem it. Today we look to St. Joseph to teach us how to live in this spirit. How to set aside our own ideas, our disappointments, and our tendency to rebellion, and instead to accept and embrace the will of God and His presence in our midst. And above all, to adore our Lord who is with us. Let's ask Him today on this Christmas day to intercede for us, that we might have that same kind of faith, that same kind of quick obedience to the will of God, and trust that even when we don't understand, God is with us. Whatever the months ahead may hold as we prepare for a new year, may we spend those months seeking the will of God in all things. St. Gerard Majella, St. Joseph.